For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I hope you guys are having an amazing start to your week. A very happy Monday. If you guys are watching this on video, then you guys can see that maybe I'm a little tired. Okay. We had a wedding last night and it was so much fun. I should say I attended a wedding last night and it was so much fun. And I'm just getting back into like a very slow morning over here. So it's been just a very like cozy Sunday morning. It's raining. There's actually a tropical storm coming through. So it's been super gloomy and super rainy. So it is very ideal for podcasting and just having like a very slow Sunday. So I'm really enjoying it. And I hope you guys are having an amazing Monday, an amazing start to the week. And I'm really excited to dive into today's episode, which are tips to get into a healthy routine this fall. Kind of going off of last week's episode, which you guys loved, which was the fall reset. I will link that one down below if you guys have not listened to it. But last week we talked about pretty much everything fall. It came down to goals, vision boarding, some simple meals. And by the way, all of the meals that I included in last week's episode, I ate every single one of the meals last week. And I thought it was so funny because I was like, this is literally like, I could not have been more accurate. I had the breakfast bites every single day, including this morning. For breakfast, I had the turkey stir fry. For breakfast and dinner, and we had lasagna soup. And I also had like a white chicken chili crock pot recipe that was really good. And I filmed a TikTok. Look, here's the thing with me and TikTok. Every like 6 months, I download the app and I have it for like 3 days because I'm like, oh, I just will upload videos on TikTok and not like do anything with them. And I'll be in a very healthy mindset with TikTok. And then I download the app and then I start watching the videos and it's like, oh, 2 hours. See ya. Of my life. Goodbye. And then I delete the app because I'm like, I just can't have a healthy relationship with TikTok. So I'm really trying, okay, to have like a good relationship with TikTok and make it healthy and work for me and work for all of us. So anyway, I recorded an episode, not an episode, a video of like this white chicken chili recipe that I really like in the crock pot for fall. It's really simple to do and it tastes delicious. So I'm just going to edit that and probably put that up on TikTok. And I definitely do want to post other things on TikTok, but I just have such like a unhealthy relationship with it. Honestly, like I download it and then I just can't stop watching it. Like it is all I think about. So I just need to not have that be my reality with TikTok, but that's just honestly how it is. So I hope you guys are having a great day and a great start to your week so far. Like I said, it's just a cozy Sunday over here. So I'm just podcasting and enjoying being here today. Before we dive into tips into a healthy fall routine, I just wanted to mention very quickly that I am co-leading a retreat in Sea Isle City, New Jersey, with Jen Salino. I will leave Jen's Instagram and everything down below, but the retreat is October 20th to 22nd of this year, and it's in Sea Isle City, New Jersey. You do not have to be local necessarily to come to this retreat. I know we have a couple of guests that are flying in or road tripping in for the retreat, but it's a very small group of women. So there are, I think, only like 3 spots left. So if you guys want to come on this retreat, you are going to DM Jen, who, again, I'll have all of her stuff linked down below. If you DM me, I'm just going to send it right over to Jen. So just skip the middleman, go right to Jen. But it is a wellness retreat in Seattle City, New Jersey, and I'm so excited for it. It's going to be wellness, yoga, teachings on a more wellness way of life, healthy, delicious meals, fun activities, moments on the beach, moments around the town. If you've never been to Sea Isle, like, you'll get to see Sea Isle. It's a really fun weekend in Sea Isle. There's a lot of fun activities. I don't want to spoil anything, but it's fantastic. And I'm really excited to lead this retreat with Jen. Jen is a retreat leader by nature. She has led worldwide retreats, and we are doing one together. We're teaming up for this one in Sea Isle. So I'm just super excited to bring it to Sea Isle and to do it with Jen. So Jen and I will be there for the whole weekend. Again, it's October 20th to 22nd. If you want more information or want to participate in the retreat, DM Jen and she will take care of you with any information, booking, payment, anything like that. So that is the retreat. I'm so excited. I had my first retreat back in February and it completely changed my life for the better. So I'm really, really excited to be with Jen on this journey. Okay, so it came out to 9 tips and I wish it was either 8 or 10. I mean, 10 would be ideal, but I didn't want to just throw in a random tip just to round it out to the number of 10. So it's technically 9 tips to get into a healthy routine this fall. But if you have any other tips, I would love to know them. And I always get asked, like, where should we leave like feedback or comments or questions and stuff? Definitely on the YouTube videos are the places that I recommend to leave comments, feedback, questions, anything like that. It's definitely the most interactive platform, and the YouTube channel is almost to 1,000 subscribers. It's just Manifest with Tori DeSimone on YouTube. I upload them every week. Okay, so without any further ado, let's get into tips for a healthy routine this fall. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, to light therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bonchard ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, so the first thing is we're going to be chatting about working out and just adding a little bit more movement into our daily lives and into our daily routine. So the first tip that I have is to find a workout that you like and to be consistent with it. Now, look, if you go on the internet, you are going to find every expert in every field saying that they have the best workout for you, whether it's running or weightlifting or Pilates or yoga, or people that find what they like and works for them want to scream it from the rooftops because they want other people to feel the benefits. Now, look, are there definitely science-backed studies that say you should get X amount of cardio per week, you should strength train, you should do this? Yes, if you are looking for the optimal fitness routine, I'm sure it exists somewhere on the internet. But truthfully, what it comes down to is that you have to find a workout, any sense of movement that you like, because that is how you're going to be consistent in it. I could sit here and tell you that weight training and lifting weights is going to be the best way to build muscle, to stay lean, to tone up, whatever it is that you're looking for, like insert whatever the goal is here. I could tell you that. But personally, I just don't like going to the gym and lifting weights. I find it boring. I find it mundane. I also find that I kind of like spiral in my mind a little bit when I start doing that a little bit too much. So for me, yes, I recognize that like that is something that I could be adding into my routine, but is that really going to be the workout that I want to get up and do 5 days out of the week? Not really. So what I recommend is to find what you like and remain consistent in it. And the way that you do this is by trying everything out. So, and I want you to try everything out at least 3 times, because the first time you try a workout, it's like brand new. You never really know what to expect. Okay, great. The second time, you know what to expect. Now you can kind of feel it out a little bit more. Okay, great. The third time is when you can really feel like, okay, this is something that I can remain consistent in, or I don't really know if this is for me. I'm going to table this and try some other things. You don't have to try everything before you determine what it is that you like. If you try Pilates and you love Pilates, but you know that you haven't tried the hundreds of other workouts that there are, stick with Pilates because you know you like it and you can be consistent with it. So I don't care what it is that you do. It could be walking, swimming, biking, running, spinning, Pilates, yoga, weight training, F45, CrossFit. Like, there are so many types of workouts out there that I can't sit here and tell you like this is the workout to do. But if you want that, you can absolutely find that on the internet. All I'm telling you to do is try out a bunch of different things, and whatever you are enjoying, do that and remain consistent to that. Enjoying is relative. There are going to be days that you just don't want to work out, even if it's your favorite workout. And that's just like the reality of working out. You're not going to want to do it every single time that you go to work out. But as long as you enjoy the workout itself 80% of the time, I would say you found a good form of movement. And also give yourself flexibility. Like, if you know that you go hard in the gym 5 days a week and you wake up one day and you're like, I just need to go a little more gentle, try something else. Like, you can take a yoga class, or you could just walk around, or like there's other things that you can do. But for the most part, 80% of your workouts you should enjoy, and 80% of them remain consistent in whatever it is that you enjoy. The way that you stay consistent in it is by making it a habit of either working out at the same time every single day or on a weekly schedule. What I mean by this is, if you decided that weightlifting is going to be your thing and you really enjoy it, you like it, okay, great. You're going to work out at 7 a.m. every single day before you go to work. And that's just now a part of your routine. You wake up at 6, you have a coffee at 6:15, you change at 6:30, and you get to the gym at 6:45 and you work out at 7 a.m. every single day for 45 minutes, and then you leave and you go to work. That is your new morning routine, and you do it every single day, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. workouts. That's your life. Okay, great. That's remaining consistent in it. Another example is, let's say you found, you joined a studio and you have this class every Wednesday at 5 that you really like. So now every single Wednesday at 5 p.m., you book that class and you go every single Wednesday at 5 p.m. And that becomes part of your new routine. You remain consistent in it. However consistency looks for you, again, I could sit here and tell you like this is how you be consistent, but honestly, it's going to be different for everybody. So if your consistency looks like every single day needs to be exactly the same, then I recommend doing that. Pick a time that works for you and go every single day at that time. And look, maybe the time fluctuates slightly. Like, maybe your consistency is every day after work I go, but after work could be 5, could be 5:30, could be 6, could be 6:15. Like, it might vary slightly from day to day. But you know that after work every single day, you go to the gym or you go take a workout class. Maybe you are a studio girly and you really like taking classes, and you know that you like Monday 9:30, Wednesday 5 p.m. and Thursday 6 a.m. Those are the 3 classes. You take them every single week. Those 3 classes, you don't miss them every single week. You find something that you like and you remain consistent in it, whether it's every single day or on like more of a weekly basis that rounds out your week. You choose what you like and you stick with it. That is tip number one. Tip number two is to be more active after work or after school and on the weekends. So the fall is a really fun time for so many of us because there's a lot of activities going on. Just like summer, you know, at the summer there's beaching, there's swimming, there's hiking, like there's much more time outside. And I feel the same way with the fall. It's just that the activities have just slightly switched up. So you have a lot more opportunity to be more active after work or after school and on the weekends. What I mean by this the days are still a little bit longer until like what, November. So we still have time like after work and after school to catch that daylight. So if you just want to go out and walk the dogs, or you want to walk the kids, or you want to walk yourself, whatever it might be, like just going for like a 20 minute stroll after work is really, really beneficial. Also when it comes to after work, if you want to meet up with friends and you want to go for a walk with friends in the park, or you want to go play pickleball, like there's just more opportunities for outdoor activities when it comes to after work. And I feel like in the winter when the days are shorter, it's definitely like, it just feels a little bit more prohibitive to do that because, I mean, you get out of work, it's 5 p.m. and it's pitch black outside. Like you don't really want to walk on the trails at night when it's like pitch black outside. You know what I mean? So like the fall still has that longer daylight, which to me just kind of gives a little bit more opportunity to remain more active after work. And then also on the weekends, there's tons of activities. I feel like every single weekend there's fall festivals, there's farmers markets, there's pumpkin patch picking, there's apple picking. You can go for bike rides. There are so many things to do on the weekends in the fall. Fall people really tend to cultivate around community, and they look for things to do outside that you can do while enjoying the weather before the winter comes. So if you want to be more active, it's really easy to like go on Facebook or go on Google and just search like activities near me this weekend. And I'm sure you will find tons of farmers market and festivals to do in the fall. And all you have to do is walk around them and simply just like look at all the vendors, or maybe shop around a little bit, like just getting those steps in. Like it's just small little forms of movement that, you know, gives us something to do during the day, and it's hobbies and it's fun. But at the end of the day, it's also movement, and it gets our bodies moving, and it gets us healthy, and it gets us excited, and it's fun while we do it. So that is my second tip. Going along with tip number two is tip number three, which is to take long walks. Now, I recommend to do this either alone or with friends, and to really romanticize these long walks. Now, in the morning, I always like to start my day with morning sunlight. And I do this every single day, well, unless it's raining, as best I can. So whether when I go outside, I go for a 20-minute stroll or I read my book, I always get morning sunlight. And I try my best to do this with a walk in the morning, just like a little stroll, like a 20-minute loop comes out to like a mile or so. And it's really fun and I really enjoy it. It's a great way to start my day. I put in a podcast. It's great. That is like a morning stroll. I'm talking about a long walk. The goal is to do this 2 to 3 times a week. And you can do this alone. You can bring your dogs. You can go with your mom. You can go with friends and really like romanticize this. While on TikTok, I saw this one girl post this whole, you know, if you don't have plans this weekend, this is your itinerary. And it started on Friday night with like a 1 hour walk. And I was like, oh my God, that sounds so nice. She was like, after work, put in a podcast. These are the ones that I recommend. If you're going to do this, I recommend Manifest with Tori Simone. And go for a 1 hour long walk. And it just sounded so amazing the way that she was like romanticizing this walk. And she was like, you're going to put on this outfit and you're going to go on this walk and you're going to put in your headphones and you're listening to these podcasts. And then after the walk, you're going to go to the shop and you're going to buy a candle. And it just sounded like so amazing. And it's just like the fun nature of romanticizing the mundane. And I feel like when people think of healthy routines, they think that it can be mundane and boring and strict. But in reality, implementing a healthy lifestyle should be something really freeing and rewarding and empowering. So something like a long walk can sound boring, but if you romanticize it and really like girl it up and spice it up, it can sound so freeing and so fun and so girly. And like, this is for the girls. Like, oh my God, it's so great being a girl. You know what I mean? Like, we get to go on these long walks and like we get to wear these cute little sets and we get to like put on our headphones. And like, it's so fun to be a girl. And especially during the fall time with the foliage, like you can go on a gorgeous foliage walk and take a picture. And oh my God, it's just stunning. So going for a long walk, try for 2 to 3 times a week, whether it's one night after work or maybe it's before work and it really starts your day off on a beautiful foot. Maybe it's a Sunday evening. I know football time is in season. So like, go go during the first quarter of a football game when the boyfriends, husbands, dads, whatever it is, are watching the football game, and we don't want to watch the football game because we all know that the fourth quarter is the longest. I don't know how that makes sense, but somehow it does. The fourth quarter is always the longest, and the game doesn't even really matter until the fourth quarter anyway. Take the entire first half of the game even. Go during the football game, go for a nice long walk, do you, and enjoy it. Like, really romanticize these long walks. It's really great to get the steps in. And if you want to like kind of bump it up a notch, you can give yourself like a little incentive. Like, if I, you know, hit 10,000 steps today, I will buy myself a fall candle or whatever it is. Just something fun like that. Something cute, something girly. Honestly, even something as simple as I'm going to post this on my story afterwards would like get me through long walks. If I was like, I really just don't want to go for a walk, but like, I want to post the story of a walk. It sounds so stupid, but like, I mean, I know we're all living in the same reality. So go for long walks and really romanticize them. It's so fun. My next tip is to prioritize protein. Now, hear me out. I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys to do the whole like macro counting, because that does not work for me. Personally, for me, I know it's science. I know it technically works, but when I say it doesn't work for me, I mean that it gets me to spiral in my mind, right? I start to think way too much about food. I begin to think like, okay, if I'm having this amount of protein in this meal, then I need that amount of protein in the next meal. And then I should have like not as many fats in this meal and too many carbs. Like, oh my God, it's just exhausting. And then by the time you actually eat the food, that connection to the food is so muddy, and it doesn't even like give any of the good benefits that eating food should give. Like, food should be fuel, and food should be delicious and tasty. And when I begin to think too much about macros and the grams of everything that I'm eating, it just becomes such a chore. And I'm like, this is not even fun anymore. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys to do the basic like 0.7 grams per body weight or 1 gram per body weight for eating protein. You don't need that from me. If that's part of your journey and that's what you're looking for, there are other people on the internet that will tell you everything that you need to know about it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you about it. What I am going to tell you about, though, is that protein is so amazing when it comes to being healthier. What I mean by that is, number one, it keeps you fuller longer, and it also helps build really strong muscle. There is a lot of science that, again, I'm not going to go into today because I'm not very qualified to talk about it. There are other people such as Andrew Huberman, Dr. Peter Attia, that I will kind of guide you towards if you want to hear more about why strength training is important and why building muscle is important and why prioritizing protein is important. But I'm just here to say that I find that when I prioritize protein, I feel overall healthier, fuller, longer, and like tighter. And I don't really know how to explain this without going too deep into aesthetics, which is kind of not the way that I want to take this episode. But all that I mean by this is like, my skin on my body feels like tighter to my human being when I prioritize protein versus when I don't.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Aesthetically, is there a big difference? I don't really know, but I feel overall a lot better. I also notice that my skin glows a lot more, and I just feel like I have more energy when I prioritize eating protein. So my basic rule of thumb that I go by is whatever meal I eat, I try to have some form of protein in it, and I don't overanalyze it. If I'm having a coffee, I'm not going to put a protein shake in my coffee. If I'm having oatmeal, I'm not going to put protein powder in my oatmeal. If I'm having yogurt and berries, I'm not going to put protein powder in my yogurt. But what I will do is if I'm having a breakfast of quote unquote like whole foods, I'll make sure that it has eggs or some form of like ground meat in it, typically ground turkey. Ground turkey is my favorite, or like sausage, like breakfast sausage or bacon or something like that, just has like some meat substance to it. Also full fat yogurt has a good amount of protein to it, which is why I don't want to add like protein powder into something because it already does have protein in it. So things like that for breakfast. And then for lunch and dinner, kind of like what I said last week in the fall reset, I'm really in this moment right now where I'm just gravitating towards ground meats with rice and veggies in the form of either stir fries or like warm harvest bowls or something like that. So just any form of meat or protein with my meals. I'm talking like meals. I don't know why the word accessory comes to mind when I think of foods, but accessories to me and food are like coffee or like berries, like stuff like that, like the not meat or like main course of my food, but the accessories, like that's when I would take it to the extreme. It's like when the accessories of my meal, I was like, I have to add protein into this. Like that is when I begin to just spiral. And that is not like what I'm really going for. The main course of my meal is protein of sort. And then I'll kind of just have like whatever else around it. So like when I'm planning out what I want to eat, I'll kind of just think of like the vibe that I want. Like pasta, for example, if I want pasta, it's really easy to add like grilled chicken onto any sort of pasta dish, like chicken parm or penne alla vodka or bolognese sauce, because it's like ground meat as the base of the sauce. So something like that, where it's just like I can eat whatever I want, but I just want to make sure that I have protein in the meals that I'm eating as well. Overall, I just feel a lot better when I prioritize protein, and it's just a simple way to feel healthier in the fall, and I enjoy it. My next tip is to drink water. And I know that this is such a basic tip, but it really is absolutely crazy what happens when I drink enough water versus when I do not drink enough water. When I drink enough water, I just feel regulated. I feel like everything just works how it should be working, meaning I'm not as puffy. I sleep better. My skin is better. I am not as hungry. And look, that's now the second time that I've brought up like not being as hungry. There's nothing wrong with hunger. And I will be the first to say like I eat when I'm hungry and I stop when I'm full. But what I mean by that is a lot of times if I'm thirsty, I will just mistake it as hunger and then I eat and I don't really get like the craving that I want satisfied. And I'm like, what am I missing? Typically it's water. So I'm not always hungry. I'm just thirsty at times. Just drinking your water flushes everything out, and it's just a good habit to be in. Plus when I find that I don't drink water, I retain a lot of the water that I am lacking in my body. So I just look puffier. I feel really inflamed. My face is always the first thing to hold on to like a lot of salt and stuff. So when I don't have enough water in me, when I'm not drinking enough water, I can literally see it in my face. Like when I woke up this morning, I was like, oh my God, my face is so puffy because I'm just not hydrated enough right now. And if you're watching on YouTube, maybe you can tell too, probably not because no one looks at me as much as I look at myself. But when I don't drink water, I can feel and see a very noticeable difference versus when I do drink water. And it's free. It's super easy to drink enough water. And you could also get a fun water bottle and really jazz it up. My favorite water bottle is the Owala water bottle, and I'm obsessed with the Owala water bottles. I'll link one down below. My next tip is to be consistent in a wake-up time. So this will regulate your sleep, which helps your overall health. So kind of tying back to tip number one, if you know that you are going to work out every day at 7 a.m., then it's a good idea to wake up at the same time every single day as well. Your body will naturally adjust and actually will adjust very quickly. So over the summer, I was waking up every day at 6:30 and I would actually end up waking up before my alarm around 6:25. And that was really nice to wake up without an alarm. Now that it's the fall and I'm resting a little bit more, I'm sleeping a little bit more, I wake up typically around 8 a.m. every day and my alarm is, well, my body is naturally waking me up before my alarm. So I'm naturally waking up every day at like 7:30, 7:45. And it's just really nice to wake up without the alarm. So your body will regulate very quickly to a consistent wake up time. And I have an Oura ring, which I've talked about a little bit in a previous episode, which I'll link down below. It was all about birth control and how I now track. And I briefly went into the Oura ring. So if you guys are interested in that, I will link it down below. But what I also want to say is that the Oura ring tracks my sleep and it's wearable technology. I've worn it every single day for almost a year now. I think I got it in January or February. So it's been almost a year. And it tracks your sleep, it tracks your readiness, it tracks your workouts, it tracks your period, it tracks a bunch of things. But I find that when I wake up at the same time every single day, my sleep score is very consistent of like 85 and above, which is good. And I find that I naturally just feel a lot better and I just have more energy throughout the day. So definitely being consistent with a wake up time will help you feel much healthier and get into a good routine this fall. And to go along with that, my next tip is to be consistent with a nighttime routine and go to sleep within like a 1 hour window. What I mean by this is if you go to bed at, let's say 10 p.m., that means a 1 hour window from 10 p.m. So it could be like 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. you're going to bed. So 10 p.m. average, 9 p.m. earliest, 11 p.m. latest. I mean, obviously you can go to bed earlier whenever you want. The other night I literally went to bed at 8 p.m. and it was just so glorious. But I think a nighttime routine is a really great way to signal to the body that you're going to sleep. And there are so many ways that you can do this. Science proves that like if you warm up before you go to bed, like saunaing or something is a really great way to signal to your body that it's time to go to sleep. Now, if you are like me and you are a normal person and you do not have a sauna in your house, just taking a nice warm shower is a really, really great way to wind down. If you want to be bougie, you can purchase a towel warmer on Amazon. I will link one down below. And then you can put your towel in there. You can put a bathrobe in there. You can put your pajamas in there. So when you get out of your warm shower, you can put on all these warm clothes. It is just such a great signal to the brain that like, okay, we're going to sleep. I love Philips Hue lights because they dim. Well, I mean, I guess if you have a dimmer, any lights can dim, but I really love Philips Hue lights because you can choose whatever setting you want. So I'll put them on this like night light setting or red lights. And that's really nice on the eyes and just starting to dim the lights, like anywhere from like 7:30 to 8 p.m. I really start to dim all the lights in my house, take a nice warm shower, read a book, crawl into bed. And like, I am out like a light and it is such a nice nighttime routine that doesn't have like a ton of steps because I'm tired at the end of the day and I don't want to do 1,000 steps to get ready for bed. I just want to do the things that are comforting and very self-care and just feel really good. And it also is really good at regulating your circadian rhythm so that your body just naturally gets tired when, let's say, 8 p.m. rolls around, and then your body just naturally wakes up when, let's say, 7 a.m. rolls around. And if you do this consistently every single night, your sleep is going to be really, really nice. Like, you are going to sleep like a freaking baby. And you're going to be really refreshed and feeling really good the next morning. And I also saw this thing a while ago and it kind of stuck with me. It was like, I'm going to butcher how it was actually pronounced or typed out. But it was along the lines of, what's that saying where it's like, don't skip dollars for pennies. I don't know. I think you guys know what I'm trying to, that phrase that I'm referring to, but it's the whole idea of, let's say you wake up and you have a fantastic, like intense 2 hour workout. Okay, that's great. But if that workout was built on a foundation of only 4 hours of sleep, it's not really doing anything. Like, the main ticket here is sleep, and sleep is so essential for health. It's when we rebuild. I don't even know all the benefits off the top of my head. I just know that sleep is really freaking good for you. So sleep, finding priority in sleep and rest is so important for the body. And honestly, any sort of workout or any sort of healthy eating that you do is not going to get you far if you aren't getting good quality sleep every single night. So finding priority within a good wake up time and a good nighttime routine that will get you to bed consistently at the same time, waking up consistently at the same time every day. That doesn't just mean on weeknights, but also on the weekends. Like, that's why, like, last night we had the wedding, and then today I'm waking up and I'm like so tired. It's because I went to bed later and I woke up later, and I'm just so like thrown off of it. All for good fun, all for good reason, had the best time ever, would not, you know, redo it for anything. But remaining consistent 80% of your life. So like 6 out of the 7 days a week, if you can do 7 for 7, that is ideal. But let's be real, life isn't always perfect. So just 80% of your life getting good sleep, consistent wake up time, consistent nighttime routine is going to really, really help in the long run. And it's really important when it comes to developing a healthy routine. My next tip is to remember that small changes add up. So what I mean by small changes is that whenever we want to implement something new, I mean, maybe this is just me and maybe I'm just, oh God, what's the word? It begins with a P, doesn't it? Why can't I think of the word? This is like what happens. I don't know. The word is just not coming to me. And then as soon as I wrap this episode, I'm going to know exactly what the word is. It's not, I'm per something. I'm projecting. Maybe this is just me projecting. Now I also totally lost my train of thought. Maybe this is just me projecting, but whenever I want to have a shift in routine or a lifestyle change, whatever it is, I am someone that's like, I'm going 100% all in, and I make it too big, too fast, and it's just not approachable. So if you're in a position where you're like, I really want to make significant changes to my lifestyle, so I'm just going to do everything all at once, may I recommend we scale back a little bit? And just remember that small changes do add up. So if you want to be healthier this fall, or healthier just honestly anytime in our life, remembering that small things every single day add up to the big things. So this could be stuff like removing excess sugar from our coffees, or hitting a step goal every day, or drinking water every single day. This doesn't necessarily have to mean like waking up every single day at 7 a.m. and going to the gym, which, look, is a tip. And it's a good one. But for some of us, that might be too daunting. So maybe it's going once a week, and then it becomes twice a week, and then it becomes 3 days a week. And over time, we build into something that we can do pretty much every single day. Maybe another example of this is to switch out the sodas or the sugary drinks and have them have, you know, like club soda, or I don't know. Yeah, club soda. I mean, that's what I would drink instead of like a soda if I still want something like fizzy, or switching it over to, I mean, people will argue that diet soda is not good for you either, but just something very small that is a simple switch. It could also be something as simple as switching from regular meat to grass-fed meat, like stuff like that, that are small changes over time that really do add up to big changes. I just listened to the Skinny Confidential, him and her episode with Branch Basics, and it totally had me switch out all of my cleaning products. So it's something like that too, that it could just be something so small that over time adds up, and it creates a domino effect of like, okay, like let's say I switch out all of my cleaning products, and now I'm going to switch out my shampoo and my conditioner, and then all my makeup eventually over time is going to switch, and then my bath products over time are going to switch, and then your deodorant might switch. I mean, I use Lumi deodorant and I'm like so obsessed, but there are things that over time really do add up into a much bigger outcome. So just starting small and having the small changes add up every single day will create an entirely new identity and a really big change to your daily routine, and you probably won't even notice it over time. It's really cool to look back on. And the last tip that I have for getting healthy into a healthy routine this fall is to get someone or something to hold you accountable. Now, accountable is relative because everyone has their own goals or their own goals is probably the best word to sum it up. So when I say someone or something to hold you accountable, this is going to be different for everyone. Some simple things that I recommend is a friend, just a friend to like text and just be like, hey, do you want to go work out today? Or, hey, I did this long walk today, or I'm feeling really good, or just something like someone that you can either work out with, you can talk about this sort of stuff with, or that you can kind of just celebrate little wins with, because it feels really good. Like when you start living in a healthy routine that works for you, like there's a reason so many people talk about it on the internet, because when you're in a routine that feels really good, you want others to feel good too. So if you put it on your Instagram story, you have a friend to kind of like talk to this stuff about, it feels really fun and it's a way to hold you accountable. Another great way for accountability is to join a fitness studio. I find that this is a really great way to find workouts that you like and to find a community of people that you also like. It's a really great way to make friends, especially post-grad. Like I have so many girls that message me and they're like, hey, I'm moving. Do you have any tips for making new friends? One of the things I always say is to join a fitness studio, like a boutique studio, because it is such a great way to meet other girls and people your age. And you see them every day at the gym, so you may as well get to know them. And it's just a really great way to make friends. But also signing up and then going to that class, especially because a lot of studios have cancellation policies where you either get charged or you like lose the class credit if you don't go to the class. So you kind of already have that built-in accountability there. Plus you like paid for the class, so then you don't want to like get charged on top of that. And you have a date and a time to go somewhere. So like every Wednesday at 5 p.m., you know that you have this one spin class that you like. So you go every Wednesday at 5 p.m. and you see the same girls, you get to know everyone, and you find a workout that you like. It's a win-win-win-win-win across the board. It's a great way to remain accountable, and it's really fun. Another thing that you could do is buy an ebook. If you want to go to the gym by yourself, but you don't know like what workouts to do, you can always purchase an ebook. And I feel like actually purchasing the ebook is a really great way to hold you accountable. It's kind of like that investment mindset that kind of goes into it, where it's like, okay, if I paid $50 for this ebook, I want to go and get my $50 worth out of this ebook. So things like that, like little things to hold you accountable, whether it's a person, a studio, or a physical thing, it's a really great way to do it. Also, some other fun ways are to like buy outfits that make you feel really good at the gym. And I was kind of thinking about this today, like I want like looser fitting gym clothes that are still cute. Like I don't always want to go to the gym and like tight stuff. Like some days I just feel gross and I just feel really bloated and I just feel really like I don't want to go to the gym in something really tight right now. So if you guys know of any brands that have like cute sweatpants or just like loose fitting clothes that still like look cute in the gym, let me know, because I just don't always want to wear like my tightest stuff every single day. Anyway, I digress. But purchasing like cute gym clothes that make you feel really good, or a gym bag. I don't know what it is, but there's something about a new gym bag or new sneakers even that I'm like, I definitely want to go to the gym. New headphones, or if you see a podcast that you really like, save it for when you go to the gym. So it's almost like a little reward, like when you're on a walk or at the gym, you can listen to it while you're there. It's like such a great little hack that I like to do. So that's my tip for being accountable when it comes to getting into a healthy routine this fall. All right, guys, I hope you found this episode helpful, and I hope you enjoyed listening to my 9 tips to get into a healthy routine this fall. I would love to know any other tips that you guys have as well. Drop them below either on my Instagram or on the YouTube channel. And I think that about does it. So guys, have a wonderful Manifest Monday. I love you guys all so much, and I'll talk to you guys very soon. Bye, guys.